Brad Hayes, our professor in residence, actually assistant professor of political science at Union College, PhD in government and politics. Let's go back to the conventions. Now, Romney got a little bit of bump, 3 or 4 points out of his convention. Obama made that up and then some. The Romney people seem to be running a little scared right now. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, it's interesting because the race is generally competitive. If you look at the national numbers, they've been relatively even. We see Obama pulling ahead now, in part due to that convention bump that you mentioned. But what we know about convention bumps is that they often will dissipate within a few weeks. Yet there is a concern within the Romney camp. If you look at particularly in kind of the battleground or swing states, Obama is doing pretty well there in most of them. There's perhaps a little bit of concern in the Obama camp for the state of Virginia, but otherwise they seem to be doing fairly well. I mean, they're close, but he seems to have the advantage in most of them as of right now. So
Obama does.
Obama does, yes. And I think, you know, some of the problem here is what we saw, you know, both with Romney before the convention and during the convention, and that's just simply a lack of energy in the base of the party. You know, that convention came across as very flat. It was a very kind of workmanlike,
like a soda that's been left open in the refrigerator overnight.
You got it. Just no pizzazz, right? And there wasn't anything, you know, wrong with it, but there just wasn't a lot of excitement even in the convention center itself, which was odd. Usually that's, you know, where you anticipate the most excitement. And if you looked at the Democratic Party, boy, they had lots of energy. And so, you know, I think in some ways that's indicative of the moods of the respective parties. Republicans still are just, you know, I think a little bit flat on their candidate. Democrats, I think, are increasingly warming to Obama. Obviously, he was their guy big time in 2008. You know, there's a little bit of a letdown, particularly comparing 2012 Obama versus 2008 Obama. But they still seem more enthusiastic about Obama than Republicans do about Romney.
And yet, Brad Hayes, the problem is, as I see it, that there's a bit of panic going on with the Romney people. And if they panic, he sent out a famous, you know, note to everybody saying, oh, we'll catch up. As soon as you say that, that's repeating the lie. And we know in journalism you don't want to do that. But also, he really messed up on the Libya thing. Listened to some advice he shouldn't have listened to. And it seemed like he was so desperate to get a leg up on Obama that without thinking it through, he went and said some things about Libya that he shouldn't have said.
Yeah. And I mean, I think one of the interesting things is this campaign has been very, very focused on one issue and really one issue only for most of the campaign. And that's the economy. I mean, it's been a very disciplined campaign in that sense. They see, you know, the high rates of unemployment. They see, you know, personal income, you know, being lower than it has been in past years. And that usually favors the challenger. And so they've been really just thinking that the whole time that this will come back around, that eventually voters will turn their attention to the economy. And when they do, it'll be to their benefit, such that, you know, on some of these other issues, I think he's looked a little underprepared. I mean, it's still even
you're talking about Romney.
Romney, yeah.
Well, he has no foreign policy experience.
No foreign policy experience. Although, you know, in some ways, if you're really focused on foreign policy, you can make up for that and you can sound quite competent.
Well, Obama did.
Right. And the, you know, even on issues like health care, he sounded odd. I mean, he was on Meet the Press.
Yeah,
and you know, what happened in effect was he kind of in some ways contradicted his own position on what he would do about revoking the Affordable Care Act. I mean, what he said is that he would keep items like the requirement for insurance companies to cover people with pre-existing conditions. So he says this, and then immediately afterwards, the Romney campaign says, no, 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 that's not the case. We need to clarify. He doesn't support that. But he would encourage the free market to cover pre-existing conditions.
Right? Yeah, and makes him look bad.
It makes him look terrible. So, you know, I think in some ways that
especially since he started the whole thing in Massachusetts.
Right. I mean, and so, you know, I think in some ways this kind of myopic focus on the economy, right, has really hurt him when other issues have come to the fore.
But, you know, you said something that I think I disagree with. I'm not sure, Brad Hayes. And that is that they were both focused on the economy. But, you know, the Romney people were on the ascent on that. They were clearly trying to kill him problem on that. And Obama had to play defense. But now it's gone. I don't think Obama wants to go back to it either.
No, I mean, yeah, certainly the more Obama could do to change the subject, to talk about other things, the more it's going to be to his benefit, because that's still a major vulnerability. I mean, if you look at the polling numbers there, you know, the American people are very down on Obama when it comes to the economy. That being said, I mean, I think this is where the convention was quite useful for Obama and the Democrats, the rolling out of Bill Clinton, right? And Bill Clinton, with his strong economic record, was so good on, in some ways, framing the Obama administration, how deep the Great Recession was, and explaining to the American people on how this wasn't going to be turned around in a simple year or two, right? That this was something that, you know, you needed to stop the bleeding before you could really patch up the wound. And he has credibility there in a way that resonates particularly with what you might call kind of Reagan Democrats, right? Those what are kind of independent, perhaps even fiscally conservative, independent voters that were for Obama in 2008, but he lost somewhere along the way. One of the interesting things we see about that kind of post-convention bump for Obama is that independents have begun to swing back. We see a six-point bump in independent voters in support for Obama after the convention, and that's a pretty big bump. Now, we'll see if it sticks, but if, in fact, Obama can hold on to those voters, he's going to be in a much stronger position come November.
I think there's one other point here, and that is he's got to convince by repetition, by rote. He's got to convince his potential voters, his middle-class voters and independent voters, that it wasn't his fault. It was Bush's fault.
Yeah. And it's interesting because most people buy that, right? I mean, if you look at the numbers of voters who blame Bush, right, it's 68% Americans who blame Bush for the economy.
Wow.
And that is that's a very, very high number. So in some ways that's there, right?
It also accounts for why he didn't come to the convention.
That's certainly true, right? And so all Obama needs to do, all the Democrats need to do, right, is to weave a narrative that is going to, you know, put blame back on Bush, the previous administration, and say that, you know, in some ways what he's been doing is mopping up somebody else's mess.
Professor Brad Hayes. Brad Hayes, assistant professor of political science at Union College, PhD in government and politics from the University of Maryland, and our political scientist in residence. Great to have you here, Brad.
Great to be here.